Welcome to week 4 of ASIC's Movement for Mind, session 1. This week is a little different, but just as exciting. Our expert is a sophrologist and author, Dominique Antiglio. She's going to take you through some exercises that you'll do on the spot, a little like some very simple yoga-style moves, but without the mat. Today, we're going to do an easier warm-up together, and then I'll hand you over to Dominique. So find a place where you can concentrate on the warm-up and focus on Dominique's session without too many distractions. It's okay to stay inside for this section if that makes you more comfortable. So, if you need to pause to get ready, do that now. Great. Now, going into Dominique's session, we don't need to have our heart rate too high. So this warm-up is all about releasing tension with some gentle stretching and allowing you to feel connected to your body. Let's get started. Now, the first exercise will probably remind you of cross-country skiing. Stand with your feet hip-width apart. Raise your arms straight above your head, palms facing each other. Now, in one motion, you're going to let your arms swing forward while at the same time bending your knees, as if you were cross-country skiing using ski poles. So arms are moving forward and down as you bend your knees. Arms keep going all the way back behind your body. Knees should be bent now, almost as if you were about to sit down. Back is straight. Now from here, let your arms swing back forward and up. And with that motion, come up to standing. All right. So, let your arms be like pendulums and just follow their motion by bending your knees and then coming back up to standing. All right, so do 4 of these at your own pace. And if you're done before I check back in, simply use that moment to breathe. Let's go. And remember to breathe. All right, it's time for one last exercise. This one, again, is a few different movements which flow together as one. This time, stand with your feet a little wider than hip width. Put your hands on your hips, and from here, tilt forward at the waist with slightly bent knees. It's important that you don't lock them. Back is straight, neck is relaxed, and core is engaged. Tilt forward until you feel a stretch in the hamstring, and then come back up again. And from here, in one motion, you take your right hand and reach over your head and to the left. Classic picking apples, I guess. And as you're leaning to one side, you should feel a stretch along the other. And come back to a straight position. Put your hand back on your hip. Now do the same motion with your left hand. Reach up and over your head to the right. Pick an apple or a fruit of your choice. And come back to straight position. Put your hand back on your hip and then repeat. All right. So I will let you do this exercise 2 times on your own count. The slow bend forward, then reaching to either side. Go. As always, remember to breathe. Okay, I hope that you're done and feel a little bit more stretched out. So from here, find a space where you're comfortable and free to move on the spot, and I'll hand you over to Dominique.
Thank you, David. Hi there. I'm Dominique, a Swiss sophrologist based in the UK. I'm really happy to join you on your ASICS Movement for Mind journey. You may not know much about sophrology, so put simply, it's a practice for mental well-being based on breathing, relaxation, simple movement, and visualization exercises. It has been proven to help dealing with the stresses of modern life, support restful sleep, and cultivate a confident and positive outlook on life. As a sophrologist, my aim is to empower you through a series of simple exercises for body and mind. Whether it's supporting you in overcoming tension in the body, stress in the mind, or simply helping you reach a sense of balance in your daily life. I hope you have now found a safe space to stand for a moment. So let's connect with ourselves in a slightly deeper way. All am I asking you to do for now is to be attentive to what you feel in your body. There is nothing to succeed at with sophrology. Whatever you feel or experience is welcome. Let's simply interlace the fingers and bring both arms above your head, your palm facing up like if you pushing the sky up and away with your palms. Now inhale through your nose and stretch your entire body up. Now exhale through your mouth whilst lowering your arms to the ground. As you simply bend forward, let your neck and hands release. Like a rag doll, completely relaxed. Head pointing at the floor, letting yourself breathe freely for a moment. Great. Now take a moment to notice what you feel in that position and how your arms can simply hang loose. Now slowly come back to an easy standing position. And if possible, close your eyes. It's fine if you can't, whatever easiest. If possible, ask yourself, what have you brought to today's session that doesn't serve you in this moment? Maybe you have some tension in your shoulders, or perhaps just a lot of activity in your mind. And let's see if we can let go of that. We are about to do a simple pumping movement with the shoulders whilst holding the breath. I'm going to guide you through every step, don't worry. During the exercise, there's no need to hold your breath for long, so just keep it easy. So, I'm inviting you to clench your fists. Keep your arms straight alongside your body. Now, inhale through your nose and hold your breath whilst you pump your shoulders up towards your ear and then down a few times. Exhale through the mouth when you're ready. As you exhale, release your shoulders and relax your arms and hands. Great. Take a moment of pause now, letting your breath settle and just listening to the sensations in your shoulders, arms and hands. Now let's repeat with the intention of releasing anything that no longer serves you today. Clench your fists, inhale. Hold your breath, pump your shoulders up and down with your arms by your side. And when you're ready to, exhale and release your arms and hands fully. Letting go of all unnecessary tension. Great. Now a short pause again, simply listening to the sensations in your body following this exercise. The warmth from your muscles, your heartbeat, or a change in your breath. Try not to judge any of your sensations. Just give them space for now. Now, let's prepare to open the eyes again and to continue the session with David. Try to remain especially attentive to how your body feels as you move through the different exercises. Just keep noticing with minimal judgment and adapting your pace, your posture, and your movement to what feels comfortable for you today. Your body is and can become your best ally, so connecting with it with an open mind is one of the most empowering tools for your daily life.
Thank you, Dominique. Hope you're feeling good after that. Dominique will be back in around 12 minutes to close out the session, which gives us a chance to do something a little different as we move today. So let's get ready to move. Head outside if you're not already. You can always pause if you need to. Great. Let's start off in a slow jog, that really slow gear one. We're going to start slow just to get the body used to moving. Now first, give yourself some time to reflect on those exercises with Dominique. Keep moving nice and slow, and allow yourself some space to reflect. How did they make you feel? Is your mind in a slightly different place than when you started your session? And remember, there's no right and wrong way to feel here. But just by noticing, you'll get to know your emotions better. Don't judge, just notice. Okay, so keep moving in your gear one, slow jog. I'd like us to do some visualizations today, using our imagination and our movements to bring a little joy and positivity into our day. So, as we increase the pace into our gear two, easy jog, let's imagine the ground beneath us is full of lightness and air, like it's a cloud. Imagine your feet landing really softly and springing back gently. So you're moving without wasting energy, just kind of floating, bouncing along. See how that feels. Do that for a little while. Really light steps. And see what happens if you allow yourself to smile as you move. After all, you're floating on air. What's not to enjoy? How's that cloud treating you? How do your legs feel? Can you feel that lightness spreading into your body? Now, if you want to, you can shift into gear three, running comfortably. Great. Now keep that lovely lightness in your steps and in your body. And if you find yourself forgetting about the cloud or getting distracted, that's not a problem. Just notice that your attention has shifted and really visualize the ground becoming soft and light once again. Now, how's your breathing? You may want to try some of Gray's nasal breathing, just to make sure you're not pushing too hard. Keep control of the breath, control of the body, and keep visualizing that cloud beneath your feet. That's great. All right, let's slow down the pace again. Back into gear two, the easy jog. And now, you can very gently let that image of the cloud fade from your mind. Perhaps it slowly dissolves as you reconnect to the world around you. Did you notice how simply by visualizing something like a cloud, your whole body and mental state shifts? Nothing has actually changed in the world, but you've been able to create a shift in the way you feel. Great. Let's keep moving in gear two. Throughout the program, we're learning how strong the connection is between body and mind, how one can influence the other. Your body can lift and clear your mind, but your mind can also help your body feel better, the two parts working in harmony. Before I hand you over to Dominique to finish the session, let's find a spot again, perhaps where you were at the beginning, where we can stretch and relax before we go back to our sophrology. So if you need to pause the audio while you find a spot, do that now. Okay, so for the first cool down exercise, stand with your feet wide apart, place your hands on your hips, and from here, bend your right knee and keep the left leg straight, both feet planted to the ground. So you're basically sitting down, but over your right leg. And as you come down, you will naturally fold forward. But just remember to keep your back straight, neck relaxed. And you should feel a gentle stretch inside the left thigh. Only come down as low as feels comfortable. And once you got that stretch, switch over to the left side, moving your body cross center line, bending your left knee, and gently coming down until you feel the stretch on the inside of the right thigh. Great. Now repeat this. Both right and left side, two times, on your own count. And I will remind you to breathe, because sometimes when we're focusing very hard, we tend to hold our breath. but always let that breath lead the way. Also, don't overdo the stretch. Just enough as it feels comfortable. All right. Good. So we're moving on to the next exercise. Now you can keep that wide stance and place your hands on the side of your thighs. And start by sliding the right hand down the side of your leg as your upper body follows and your left arm comes swooping up over your head, giving a good stretch down the side of your body. Now really try to breathe through the motions. Keep a proud chest and come back up. Put down your left hand, and this time let it slide down the side of your leg while the right arm comes swooping up over your head. Look ahead. Keep breathing, and only go as far as feels comfortable. Full and deep breaths. And over to the next side. I repeat this twice. Go. I hope it's going well and that you're getting ready for one last exercise. Okay. So, this last one is just about letting go of any tension in your shoulders. So, on an inhale, pull your shoulders up, and as you exhale, relax your shoulders back down. And repeat this 3 times, okay? Inhale, pull your shoulders up, and exhale, relax your shoulders back down. Inhale, pull your shoulders up, and exhale, relax your shoulders back down. One last time. Inhale, pull your shoulders up, and exhale, put your shoulders back down. Okay, so now we've taken some time to cool down while at the same time stretching our muscles a little. I'll hand you back over to Dominique. Now, you'll need to sit down for this part, so see if you can find a place that's suitable.
Thank you, David. Okay, after those stretches, let's give ourselves a moment of recuperation. For this exercise, it's preferable to find a place to sit where you won't be disturbed. Sitting in a relaxed position, possibly leaning your back against something, I'm inviting you to slowly inhale as you very gently tense all the muscles of your body. When you need to, slowly exhale and relax your entire body again. Now, let your breath settle. As we pause, let's be aware of the weight of the body where you sit or stand, and the places your body is in contact with, on the seat, on the floor. Now, let's do it 2 more times, but breathing out through the mouth this time, and making your exhale long and slow, as if you were blowing out a candle without wanting the flame to totally fade away. So slowly inhale through your nose, hold your breath, and gently tense all the muscles of your body from head to toes. Now exhale slowly through a rounded O-shaped mouth. Great. Now pause and relax. Let's do it again, a last time. Slowly inhale, clench your fists perhaps, and very gently tense all your muscles. Now exhale through the mouth, a long, slow exhale, and relax your body fully. We are now diving deeper into relaxation mode, allowing the muscles of your head and face to relax. Letting go of tension in the neck, shoulders, and throat. Let's invite the space within the chest to relax. And notice all the muscles surrounding the chest becoming softer. Now allow the abdomen to relax and all the inner organs. Let's also become aware of the diaphragm relaxing, as well as the lower back. Now, let's notice the presence of the pelvis, buttocks, legs, and feet as they relax too. Now, let's become aware of the entire body, its breath, its presence, its lightness, the space it takes here and now. Let's allow the body and mind to be fully relaxed. Maybe we can finish by simply being grateful for the presence of the body and the moment you have just given yourself. Thank you. This week, you can try these exercises whenever you feel you carry some extra tension. They are very effective at relaxing the body and freeing the mind. I will see you for the next session soon, and we'll explore some other ways sophrology can support your mental and physical well-being. Thank you for working with me today, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Dominique. There will be more sophrology in the next session. I will see you then.